For the last half year, inspired by the remarkable teenage Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg, young people across the world have been out on the streets campaigning for action on the climate crisis. And in April, the Extinction Rebellion campaign really got underway with actions across the world. For almost 2 weeks, traffic in central London was virtually shut down. The Marble Arch roundabout became Glastonbury, Waterloo Bridge became an urban garden, and the streets were filled with music and poetry and even birdsong before the police moved in and cleared it all away. The climate crisis is real, and it's happening now. Every report from climate experts shows the danger is getting closer. A report earlier this year said we must reduce carbon emissions to net zero by 2030 or past the tipping point. While even more alarmingly, a recent report predicted the crunch point is just 5 years away. And people in many parts of the world will tell you the crunch has already come. Look at people in the parched Indian city of Chennai, queuing for hours in the heat to get water to drink from tankers that bring in supplies. Look at the poor people who cannot even buy water from the tankers, and the Dalits in village who are denied water from the tanks because of their caste. Look at the people of Mozambique, devastated earlier this year by not one, but two of the worst typhoons ever. Look at France, scorched by the hottest weather ever. Look at the Arctic, frying in summer temperatures you'd associate with Greenland. Look at a spate of forest fires in Alaska, scorching summer heat, earning the grim headlines Baked Alaska. And of course, Australia has had its extremes too. Yes, the climate is real, and this year we can see the conflagration really taking grip. But the Earth's crisis is not just about climate. Nature is going through a species cataclysm. According to the World Wildlife Fund, up to 100,000 species of animal are going extinct every year. That's one entire family of animals gone forever, every 5 minutes. In the UK, the population of the beloved skylark, an inspiration for so much beautiful music, has declined by 90% in just 3 decades. And the crisis is not just in the natural world. Nearly half the world's population live on less than £2 a day. And according to UNICEF, 22,000 children die each day due to poverty. Is it coincidence that all these crises are going on together? Of course not. Can anyone stop it? Of course, governments and business leaders can. Why aren't they? Well, your guess is as good as mine. But I know this. Unless we make sure they act now, the world's future could be very bleak, and we can't take that risk. As children and activists take to the street in a desperate attempt to raise the alarm, many artists have begun to ask, what can we do? Should we just stand aside and leave it to the youngsters and the brave activists? Well, many theatres and other culture groups have recently signed up to declarations such as culture declares emergency and music declares emergency, and have begun to include climate-themed work in their programmes. But a group of theatre makers and music makers here in London felt this was not enough in such a crisis. As artists, we can have powerful voices, and we felt we have to take an active role. And so we formed the Earth Ensemble, bringing together poets, playwrights, actors, filmmakers and musicians and many more to create work that addresses the crisis directly and to take it out beyond the conventional venues and into streets and public places. Street theatre, guerrilla performances, invisible theatre, whatever works, this is a crisis. A key strand is the powerful Theatre of the Oppressed approach developed in Brazil by Augusto Boal in the 1970s, which helped overturn fascist rule by helping audiences to find their own solutions to oppression. Our aim is to actively engage and help bring people together to deal with this crisis. Yesterday, we were out in the streets of Hackney. Next month, We are not just taking over the basement of the lively Summer Hall venue every evening at Edinburgh Festival, but we will also be taking performances out into the street and parks of the city. And lots of other events will be happening from September on. It's a guerrilla campaign. We're still in our infancy, of course, but it's hugely exciting because it's a new way of working for everyone involved and because we have a very clear purpose. And we're lucky to be blessed by some fabulously talented, lovely people, both celebrated playwrights like April De Angelis and wonderful young talents like Ben Como, who are finding their voice here. It's an entirely collaborative venture, and there is purposely no hierarchy. Our aim is to simply get the message across, not further personal agendas, and it's proving hugely inspirational and liberating. We are creating beautiful theatre, poetry and music, and our way of working is actively demonstrating for us what needs to change in society if we're to deal with this crisis. And the ensemble is growing by the day. The name is no accident. The people of the earth can come together as an ensemble to solve the earth's crisis. We are all children of the earth, human, beast and flower. We must raise our voices high to rouse those holding power. It is time for them to listen, time to heed us all, time they stirred from slumber and heard our wake-up call.